Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
Burning bridges. Now, I want to get into our psyche just a little bit today and think about why we do things that we do. A couple years ago, God began to speak to me out of this verse, and it really changed my life, and it was this. If you are not, this is his philosophy, if they are not against us, they're for us. If they're not against us, they're for us. Let's all say that together. If they're not against us, they're for us. That helps you paint with a lot broader strokes than a real narrow little mindset of, hey, they don't think like me, their political views are not like me. And you'd be surprised how miserable your life can become and how many bridges you can burn if you have a mindset that everybody has to be like you. Thank God everybody is not like you. Even though you're awesome, thank God the world is full of diversity. So today we're going to talk about bridges that people burn. Now, first of all, there's a scripture in the Bible in Luke, the 15th chapter, and it talks about this boy, the lost son. Jesus gives a parable, and he said that there once was a man who had two sons, and he divided the inheritance between the two sons. They both got their equal share. But the younger one, verse 12 said, the younger one said to him, he said, Father, I am going to move out. I'm going to go spend all my money on riotous living. And he went out and spent all that he had, and he found himself in the pig pen. He was there. Then he came to himself. I love that. He came to himself. There will become a time where you're just going to come to yourself. You sell everything. You're alone. You're in a bad spot, and you come to yourself. You're like, I don't have nothing else to sell. Here I am. I got to deal with me. And the Bible said in verse 17 that after he had fed himself with all the food that the pigs did eat, he came to himself. He humbled himself, and he said, even the servants at my dad's house are eating better than me. I will humble myself and I will go back. Watch that. He's building a bridge back home. I will go back. Humility builds bridges. Pride burns bridges. Humility builds bridges. Pride burns bridges. And it says, while he was a great way off, his father saw him. Jesus said when he was a great way off, and you might be a great way off today, his father saw him and he got excited and he ran to him. Jesus is a bridge builder. He runs to the son and he yells at his servants and he says, my son that was lost now is found. Put a robe on his back and a ring on his finger. He's here. Let's kill the fatted calf. Let's enjoy the party. And then it says that, verse 23, after bringing the fatted calf, that the next verse says that the elder son heard music. Too loud. I don't like it. I'm upset. What's this party about? Verse 25, now the elder son was in the field, and he came and drove near to the house, and he heard music and dancing and partying, and he just came with a bad attitude. He wanted to burn that bridge down. He runs up to dad, and he says, Dad, I can't believe it. This guy spent all that he had on crazy living, and you're throwing a party? You know, sometimes you do yourself a favor just to mind your own business. We'll try it over here. If you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine. See, a lot of times we burn bridges because we're in people's business that we have none. It's none of his business. When the older brother comes back, he says, your son. He didn't say my brother. There's an attitude there. The younger son's coming back and he says with humility, he's not a bridge burner. He says, man, I know I don't deserve the blessing, but would you take me back? And the father, who's a bridge builder, said, absolutely, I'm so glad you're here. And then the older brother again is arguing, said, I can't believe this. This is driving me crazy. He said, I gave you. He didn't spend any of your money. What are you worried about? We have to be careful in life because oftentimes when life goes on, we can become cynical thinking that we know what other people are thinking. We're painting with a very narrow brush. If instead of saying, hey, wait, if they're not against us, they're for us. We're burning too many bridges down when God called us to build bridges. And the problem with burning bridges down is that we eventually might need to traverse that bridge once again. So here's something you can do. I got a picture. Nicole took this little picture of me because she thinks I'm cute and in front of this bridge in London a few weeks ago. And take it down because I'm embarrassed of my legs. I've seen better legs than a bucket of chicken. But standing there in front of that bridge is where I decided to have the bridge sermon because I noticed about that bridge that was built in 1894 that's still standing. The reason why it's still standing, the reason why it didn't fall down, is there's big signs that says, to cross this bridge, the truck can't be higher than this. To cross this bridge, the truck can't weigh more than this. There's all these rules that say, here are the guidelines, here are the parameters for crossing this bridge. Since 1894, here it is 2015, and people are still using the bridge. It's still serviceable. It's still in good shape. They've maintained it, but there are rules to the bridge. May I suggest to you that in life, you have to have some rules. Not to be mean or diva, but you just got to let some people know, here are the parameters to be with me. If not, you go around burning bridges that really were just stressed. See, that younger son was just a stressor of the bridge. I think we all agree that we've built some bridges. Raise your hand if you've built some bridges. Raise your hand if you've stressed some bridges. Liars, come on, try it again. You stressed some bridges, and we've burned some bridges, right? So we kind of are a little bit of all three of these. But if you really want to enjoy your life, you have to realize that there's many bridges that we have burned that we really should have just looked at it and said, they're just stressors of the bridge. And I just need to set some rules and say, it drives me crazy when you do this. It bugs me, but not in a heated argument. You're waiting for the right time because you're using wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, right? How to win friends and influence people. Better yourself and then know a lot about you. If you are predisposed because of your upbringing to be a bridge burner, chances are that's the way you deal with stuff. When I grew up, my dad was top secret crypto in the armed forces, which means he carried documents around with the handcuffed on the attaché, State Patrol Academy, was a cop in Winston Terrace, a very angry man. I mean, he was angry when he died. When he was a little kid, his dog didn't have fleas, it had hornets. He was mad. And he loved us and he loved his family, but he was a bridge burner. In fact, at his church over here in Fenton, when he died, he had about 200 people, and he would quite often say, in fact, Lena, you were there with my dad for, how long have you been coming to the church? 28 years. Give it up for Lena. 28 years. And my dad oftentimes would say, he would preach what he wanted to preach and say stuff that wasn't even in the Bible, and he'd be like, if you don't like it, there are exits here, here, and here, and you will go to hell from a bar stool, but you will not go to hell from this church. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's why there were only 180 people that were able to take that. It's a little different from, I hope you enjoyed it today. We want you to come back if you're ever in the Lakewood area. Okay, it's just a different approach. But he was a bridge burner. So I watched bridge burning as a behavior. So in light of my past experiences, my future hopes and dreams, I had to look at myself and say, why do I burn bridges when oftentimes I just need to just put some markers up? It drives me crazy when you... I want you to, no, that's not acceptable with me. This is the way I want. See, I am the cultural architect of my life, and you are the cultural architect of your life. If people are continuing to bring that behavior into your world, if you are allowing that behavior to continue, it's not their fault, it's your fault. And you don't have to get mad about it. You just got to get strong in love about it and say, it's tough love, but here's the way I want it to go. I don't want to cut you off. I just want to let you know that to walk on my bridge, there's some rules. But we're freaked out all the time. We're chasing shadows. I saw this little video on Instagram, and I think it really demonstrates my point. Check out this little baby. Come on now. That's the way you are. He's acting just like the last man. They're doing what they did at the last job. We're chasing a shadow when in reality, the shadow cannot hurt us. We're running for something that is not real. It is fear that is causing us to act this way. False evidence appearing real. We're getting angry. We're getting mad. And we're burning bridges instead of building bridges when we really should just realize that some people are just stressors of the bridge. And God gave those people to us to make us operate in the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Some people are bringing out the best in you even though they drive you crazy. And Luke 15 models it so well, it proves that there are three types of people in the world. Psalms 55, verse 12 says, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, and I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me. I could have hid myself. But it was mine equal, my guide, my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together. We walked into church together. The people that are going to hurt you the most are the people that are nearest and dearest to you. People on the highway, flip you the bird. It makes you mad for a minute, but you don't get upset for life, do you? You guys are in worse shape than I thought. It's going to take a while. Job security for me. You get upset for a minute, you flash map. It doesn't ruin your whole life. But if somebody hurts you that you loved, she took off the mask with, that's why you have to be careful. The Bible says, it's impossible that offenses come, but woe unto whom in which they come. So offenses come at church settings with somebody that you're married to, and you're tempted just to go, I'm not talking to him again. You're vacuuming while he's watching football, making all kinds of noise. Come on, you know who you are. You're not even, he doesn't even care, you know. You just go in the bathroom and cry to see yourself cry. Oh, God, look at me. I just hate him. Then you walk around instead of dealing with him or dealing with her, you walk around mad dealing with other people. You'll see this in neighborhood associations. Can't run things at their house, but boy, they can run things here because they're looking for power. Instead of dealing with the root, they're dealing with the fruit, and they're exhibiting behaviors that make people shun from them and run from them instead of having the mindset that Jesus said. And he said, hey, if they're not against us, they're for us, because at the end of the day, you are burning bridges that you might need to traverse again. And life is all about seeing how many bridges that you can maintain and refrain from burning so that God can use you as an instrument to change. Because as you get older, and you're going to get older, hopefully, you're going to realize that a lot of the stuff that you got upset about, that you burned bridges, really doesn't matter. There was a guy who, at our church, in our subdivision, and he was a real pain for me. And he caused a lot of trouble for me. And I didn't like this guy, and he didn't like me. And I let him know, I burned that bridge, man. He did. I can't even tell you the stuff that was going on, but I burned that bridge years ago. And then 2 weeks ago, I felt this big. When that guy came up to me and said, I gave my life to Christ, started watching you on television, lost my house, lost my wife, but I'm here. Then Tuesday night, on a Tuesday night, that's when the saved people come. You guys don't come, but on Tuesday night, that's when they come. Just a little jab. I was just trying to burn that bridge with you real quick. And I saw him sitting out there again. But apparently, he needed to walk across that bridge. And if I could go back to that day, when we had that thing where he just kept going and going and going, and I let him know, because I came from a long line of, you want to burn this bridge, homie? We can go there right now. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? And a lot of you guys are like, oh, I'm not half as screwed up as he is. This is awesome. I feel good about me. Hallelujah. I listen to Joy FM all the time. Oh, praise God. Yeah. Well, I wish now we didn't have that past. But thank God he knew that maybe I've changed a little and he's changed a little. But as you get older, that argument that you're having with somebody, that contract that didn't work out, that situation, they stained your name, you got fired. Listen, God allowed you to get fired because he knew if he didn't get you fired, you would have stayed at that lame job and you would not go on to the better future that God has for you. Come on. And he's going to work all things together for your good. And if I had known, after 8 years of marriage, when my wife divorced me and I was losing my mind and thought it was over, had I known that God was going to give me Nicole and I was going to have a great life, I would have been celebrating that day and said, man, take the plant, take the goldfish, take the dog, man. My life is about to be good. If I had known that when my dad died, I'm saying, God, please, no, don't let this happen, that it would be the best thing for him, that he's in heaven and enjoying it, and thousands of lives would be changed. Listen, stop crying about what happened and start celebrating the bridge that God is taking you over, and stop burning bridges and start building bridges. Come on, somebody, and let God use you, not as an elder brother, but as a builder. You're just too jumpy. Just chill. Everybody's not against you. And you can't insulate yourself. When you get hurt, you get angry, you get mad, you get hurt. Hurt people hurt people. So you deal with stuff in a broad way instead of dealing with stuff head on. In other words, the Bible said when your brother offends you, go directly to him. And the more visible you are, maybe you're a leader of an organization, the more people are not going to like you. People tell me they don't like me. I had a lady right midway last night said, I hate that suit. I hate it when you wear suits. That's not, I don't like you in a suit. And I'm like, well, good to see you. I don't always wear suits, but sometimes I wear suits. Sometimes I wear jeans, but sometimes when I wear jeans, people grab that I don't wear suits. When I wear suits, people grab that I don't wear jeans. So what I do is I don't get up worried about what you like. I looked at it and thought, God, I look great. I'm wearing that suit. It just fits good. I like the suit. I'm wearing the suit. Okay? So I didn't do it for you. So then after that, I was nice to her. So she said, you know, I need you to pray for me. I said, oh, I want to pray for you. She said, I'm needing a husband. I said, you don't have a man? What? Wait, you don't have a guy? That's just so surprising. The way you win people is you don't say, I don't like that, and this is bad. And those young people today wear their pants down here. Well, you wear yours up here, so get over it, okay? And these people got earrings. Well, get them, let them have earrings. I don't care. It's safer for America. They get wand everywhere they go. I'm telling you, we got to stop burning bridges and judging people, and we got to start loving people and understand maybe people are acting the way they're acting is because they're hurt. Maybe they wear their hair that way because they want attention. Give it to them. Tell them, that's the prettiest pink, green, and blue hair I've ever seen in my life. Somebody has a beard. Say, my grandma had a beard just like that. That's awesome beard. That beard is killer. If they're not against us, assume they're for us. Well, they don't see it the way I see it. Who cares? I've never had a broken bone in my life until I started this church. And because I paint with a broad brush and I love people, and I love America, I was asked to go to the White House and to Congress and to speak, and there were some pictures that got out of me praying and talking with Nancy Pelosi that went on the internet, and a guy at this church saw that and hated Nancy Pelosi. She is the Antichrist, he says. She's a lesbian, and she's this, and he just went off on her in 10 different ways and grabbed my hand and broke my hand. And I didn't know what to do. I was shocked that my hand was broke, and I'm a lover, not a fighter, so I didn't do anything about it. But what was interesting is week after week, he was set right over here after that sermon. After that day, we broke my hand. And while I'm preaching, it was torture because I kept wanting to preach to him how you don't do that and how it doesn't matter. Blah, 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 blah. And then I realized all of a sudden, I'm spanking everyone, and he's the one that needs the spanking. So then I just started telling people that's your church, like big biker guys. That's the guy that broke my hand. Come on. That guy? Yeah, that dude, man. I really like that guy, but he broke my hand. Next thing I know, I've never seen the guy again. I assume he's alive, but I have never seen him again. I'm not saying I did the right thing. I'm just telling you that I'm honest with you. That guy broke my hand. Make you an offer you can't refuse. But deal with the person. Don't make everybody pay. You're sending emails to everybody. You're making your husband and your kids and everybody pay when really it was Shaquita. You needed to talk with Shaquita. You needed to talk with Bob. You needed to talk with Susan. But instead, you're throwing these broad general texts. You're throwing this scent to the whole world that is burning a lot of bridges. And now you're actually getting a bad rap. And you're not a bad person, but you appear to be mean. But really, you're hurt. So you're hurting other people because you're not dealing with the bridge burners and saying, well, they're judging me. It doesn't matter. The prodigal son, you never see him coming back saying, you know what? I can't believe you're dealing with me that way. He was so humble, he said, I understand that you're just upset that I'm here, but man, I'm glad to be here. You want to come to my party? There's going to be some dancing. There's going to be some barbecue. Smell that charcoal going up, man? It's going to be a party. See, when you love people, eventually more people will traverse your bridge, and even the people that are trying to burn your bridge will have a hard time doing that. Their arson job will be thwarted by the other people who come and defend you and go, oh, you don't know PD. He would never do that way. He just loves everybody. Yeah, he wore a suit, but it's okay. It was $110 from H&M. It's okay. See, I had to let you know it's $110 for the people that think it's an expensive suit. Because I'm a pleaser, and that's a whole other sermon we're going to do later. It's the person that you take sweet counsel from that hurts you. Put the list up, but do it in love. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, you can write it down and read it later, and I suggest to you to read it. It'd be great for you. And it says that love is kind, love is tenderhearted, love's not puffed up. And it says love, God's love, never fails. It just doesn't fail. If you just walk in love, it just doesn't fail. Then God opens up doors of opportunity for you that no man can shut. And see, when God's favor is on you, and it is, he's got lots of bridges that he wants you to cross. But if we're so upset and worried about our own reputation and what people are going to say and what they think, and well, we got to clear that up, we'll spend our whole life defending and coming from a defensive position instead of coming from a position of, hey, how are you doing? What's going on with you? If you want to win friends and influence people, if you want Bob to open up to you and you've got some marital problems, maybe it's not just counseling that you need, and I'm not against counseling, but sometimes you just need to keep going to church week after week, because what I'm giving you right now is therapy from the one who made you. We're reading from the manufacturer's handbook, and we're giving you ideas and philosophies that can defuse the bridge burning and can cause you not for jump to, from job to job or from relationship to relationship, because you're dealing with the root. You hate the fruit, but you're trying to pick the fruit. You chop the fruit up. You still didn't get the root. If the root is you were raised in an environment where people burn bridges, you're going to be a bridge burner. Then you come to a church like this, your family of choice, you got family of origin, family of choice. Family of origin, you didn't pick those people. You didn't pick that trailer park. You didn't pick that apartment building. That's where you were born. That's where you were raised. But then you came to Faith Church, that's your family of choice. Jesus says, now, who is my mother? Who is my brother? But he that does the will of the Father. You come here, you get involved in an iConnect group, you walk across the bridge, you join the church, you stay faithful to God, you don't pencil God in, you ink God in, you and your kids will have a holistic life where the divorce rates will be different, the cancer rates will be different, because God is for you, not against you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, this is so good, I'm going to let you take me to Cracker Barrel. I will. I'm in a good mood now. We're going. In the last few minutes, I want to paint another picture for you. When my dad died 11 years ago, all I knew about life and all about church was this. You know, burn bridges. Then I met a guy who's a very nice man, a pastor. And he kind of put me under his wing. I loved him. Nice guy. But big, huge guy with a lot of insecurities now that I think about it. But he really talked to me and helped me through a lot of stuff. And I really took off the mask, you know. And you got to be careful when you take off the mask, because you really expose yourself and then people can use it against you. And I really didn't even think about it. It was the one person I wanted to trust with my life and all, you know, where I was hurting and what my deal was. And he really helped me. And then all of a sudden, he crossed a bridge that he shouldn't have crossed. And he did something that I couldn't believe he did. And I kind of set up the limits. I didn't want to burn the bridge, but I said, this is not going to happen. This is not what we do, okay? Here's the way we do this. He didn't like that. He got mad. When he got mad, my temptation was, burn that bridge. And then he sent me a text. Anybody ever got a text from somebody who was 19 pages long? And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in for it on this. Come on, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't raise your hand, I'm assuming you're the person that sends us that crap. And I'm reading this text, and I'm getting madder and madder. And one line I definitely remember, because the enemy and the inner me has brought it up to me many times. I should have known you respond this way. After all, that's the way you always have responded, because that's the way everyone in your family has responded. And man, that really made me mad, because, well, it was true. He shouldn't have said it. He used it against me. It hurt me. But there's a lot of times an element of truth in it. I got mad. I talked to God about it. Talked to my kids about it. Talked to MJ about it. Got everybody offended at the guy. Everybody's mad. Everybody's unfollowing him. You know you made somebody mad when it comes up that they deleted you as a friend, right? Everybody was mad at him. Everybody was offended at him. Everybody but God. I was talking to God one day, and he said, hey, we need to deal with this deal. I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. What? You know, if you're going to be talking to me about him, you need to be talking to him. He's a preacher. You talk to him. He's the one that, no, I'm not talking to him right now. I'm talking to you. I want to talk to you. And I'm like, no.
And then Sunday came and I really needed them. You guys are looking at me like I'm really jacked up, aren't I? You know, and I said, okay, God. He said, I want you to forgive him and I want you to send him $10,000. And I said, get behind me, Satan. This is the devil. I know it's the devil. Send him $10,000. After what he did to me? Well, I said, no, send it to him. Huh? Send somebody a check for $10,000. They're going to respond back. And he did. It was the repairing of the bridge. Then, just a few weeks ago, their family went through something. And I knew stuff about them. And I knew I could have sent a text. I told you that was going to happen. They're just like you. And the reason that happened is because blah, 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 blah. And I thought that stuff. I'm just being honest with you. I'm saved. I love the Lord. Sent him $10,000 and forgave him. And still, the devil in me went, blah, 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 blah. You guys really looking at me so judgmental. I'm telling you right now, I know you're jacked up or you wouldn't have came to this church. You came here because I make you feel good about you. Because you're like, you know what? I'm a Christian compared to this joker. I said, David Crank, you quit that. You send him a text. I started texting him how much I love him, how awesome their family is. We're there for you. And the more I said that stuff, the more I thought, God, I might be Mother Teresa. Oh, my God. I am incredible. I'm feeling so good about myself. And I sent it away and then I showed my kids how great I am. I mean, that's taking the high road. That's building a bridge. I am a bad Mamma Jam. Is that incredible? And God's like, that's jacked up, man. What you talking about, Willis? You don't have to report that. We're confused, guys. Life's short. People matter. Relationships matter. Let's cut you off. I'll kill you, tell God you died, and make another one just like you. It's not good. Some people are going to burn a bridge, and there's nothing you can do about it, so don't feel bad about it. But don't you be in the bridge burning business. You be in the bridge building business and understand the difference between a stressor of a bridge, come on, and an arsonist of a bridge, and realize that love covers everything. And you don't have to agree with everybody. And you're not going to agree with me, and I'm going to say stuff you don't like. And I'm going to wear suits you don't like, and I'm going to say stuff you don't like, and you're going to get mad, and you're going to go to another church, and then you're going to go, crap, it's boring, and you're going to come back here. And then, and so we're just going to do this deal together. But at the end of the day, you got to forgive me, and I got to forgive you, and I'm going to always have a broad mindset. You're going to see me with Nancy Pelosi. In fact, next Monday, you're going to be surprised because on Friday, Donald Trump's office called and said he wants to meet with just a few of his favorite preachers in the world. Would you come to his office in New York and lay hands on him and pray for him? And I'm going to get a hold of his head. And I'm going to come back and let you know if that's real. So you're going to see me with Donald Trump. You're going to see Ben Carson, who's running for president, is a friend of ours at West Palm campus. You're going to see me embrace everybody and let everybody know that we're not voting this side or that side. We're saying that America's great, that God's good, and we all need to be bridge builders and not burners. And we all got to hang together or we're going to hang separately. And we are the church of Jesus Christ, and we're going to change the world because if they are not against us, they're for it. And I'm going to go and I'm going to wear this suit because I like the way it fits me. You'd be surprised what God's going to do with you. You've underestimated how some of this is even just the devil. I know I'm out of town. We're like 5 minutes over, but they're listening slow. You're just going to have to tell our city I'll be there when I can, but these people need help here. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. Life is short, so we got to sit here and go, okay, wait, I just can't burn all these bridges. Then accept me for who I am. Accept Nicole for who she is. We're jacked up people who God said, you know what? If I could ever get them straightened out, they would have an incredible story. So, I mean, they'd never run out of illustrations because nobody's been as screwed up as they are. They just go and go and go. See, with Joel, he's got to tell you about the compact center all the time because he never jacked up. Me, I got new stories for you every week.
okay? Because God's still working on me, in me, and with me, and we're just along for the ride to realize what didn't kill you made you stronger. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And the devil, you believe in the devil? Yeah, I don't. Who told you that? The devil. The devil's real, and he tries to keep you from God's house. He tries to keep you from a better life. He tries to get you to burn bridges, when really we're called in this city to absolutely kill racism. In fact, the city's not near as racist as you think it is. In fact, I know it's not, because Channel 5 reported the other day that me, a honky, is the pastor of the largest African-American church in St. Louis. And by the way, yesterday the reports came out from Outreach Magazine, and they said that St. Louis would never be a place to produce a mega church because it's Catholic and Lutheran. By the way, our church is 70% Catholic and Lutheran, but the reports came out yesterday that Faith Church is the 63rd biggest church in the world. We did it because if they're not against us, they are for us. Somebody ought to help us. We're going to change the world, and we're going to do it by being honest, transparent, organic, and say, we don't have to build that burn that bridge. She's a lesbian. So what? You're a liar. He's homosexual. You're an overeater. I thought I'd thin the church down just a little bit. I'm not condoning any sin, but I'm not condemning any sin, because I see in the Bible where Jesus looked at that woman who was drug up in the adultery and she was naked, and that judgmental, critical bridge burner said, kill her, stone her. Jesus said, great, pick up the rocks. Those of you without sin, cast the first one. The woman looked up, everybody was gone, because everybody remembered, wait a minute, I remembered I was watching the pornography. That's how I knew that she was doing what she was doing. And Jesus had a way with dealing with people, and it was not judging people. So I don't care what you've done, what you thought about doing. All I care about is that you receive Jesus in your heart, you get plugged into the church, and eventually your fruit will manifest your root. But it's going to take time to do that, because you had a jacked up past. Somebody ought to help me. And you can't help it you were born that way. You can't help it that people abused you. You can't help it they lied to you. And then there are people in your life. My God, I got to go. I got mad now, because Nicole last night had somebody that she loved kind of attack her verbally over being so transparent with the way that she was raised. She called me. I need you to talk to me. I just don't know what to do. I'm so hurt by this. She knew to call. I said, my God, Nicole. This is the devil. You got to preach in the morning, and the enemy used the weakest link to do that. And the fact is, you're not trying to hurt anybody. You're not trying to expose anybody, but you sure have helped a lot of people. And you can't help it if their pride will not allow you. They don't want to say their life wasn't perfect. They want to act like we're the perfect little Christians, and we have it all together, and please don't tell people about this. Listen, everybody knows at the end of the day, if you got a half a brain, that the whole world's jacked up, and everybody's lied, everybody's cheated, everybody's sinned, and the people that say they ain't, they really still lying, y'all. So don't worry about them. Cross that bridge. And Nicole, don't let it hurt you. Just realize it's the enemy, and know that your ministry is strong and the world wants to hear you. And Faith Church is in love with you, Nicole. And Faith Church loves the way you're honest with them. Don't allow your family of origin to affect your family of choice. And as I close, I have a question to ask you. I want you to keep your eyes open and just raise your hand. I think it's good for all of us. If you say, Pastor, there are several things to say that you said that really did hit home, and I needed that. Raise your hand if that's you. I want to see it all over, okay? Look at that. It was everybody. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being sincere. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for believing in me. It means the world to Nicole and I that you come here, that you made Faith Church your home, and together we're changing the world. And I wish we could tell you all the stories of the lives we're changing, but there's a lot of them. Get evangelistic. Love on people, and then ask God to forgive you and stop being so jumpy about people. Just love people, and they're going to hurt you, and they're going to say bad things about you, and the enemy's going to try to get that to affect your life, but it doesn't have to affect it. You can be healed. Every head bowed and every eye closed, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for such a great church family that's really, really impacting people's lives for the good. God, what we're doing here today is we're fixing us so that we can fix others. We're not going to allow this week to go on with hurt and pain that causes us to react this way. We're going forth with victory and healing because of this word that we received today. In Christ's name we pray, and everyone said, amen.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.